Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni, brought to us by Bud Light. Join Hunter Brody at City Tap House. I love that spot, by the way. City Tap House, Logan, Saturday for an Eagles watch party. You can win tickets to an Eagles home game and signed merchandise from Bud Light. That's coming up this Saturday. Reminder, it's the Eagles and Washington on Saturday. And the head coach of the now 9-5 Philadelphia Eagles, Nick Sirianni. Nick, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, coach. Nick. So, Nick, you get a win. Convincing fashion. Congratulations on just thumping the Raiders. I'm sure it felt not only great to get the win, but did you feel a relief after obviously 3 weeks that had been tough and all that had been said and all that had occurred? Did you feel relief to get a win and get a win that way?
Yeah, no, I don't think of it that way. I felt joy. You know, you put so much work into every time you step on that field. The players, the coaches, everybody puts so much into it. And so you feel joy when you have that success after, you know, and get a win. So, and I felt joy about how we played Eagle football. So, you know, really, you know, with our tough, detailed, and together. So really, it was joy, no relief there. I'm confident in what this team and these players and these coaches can do.
Coach, with the short week and the fact that we've all but locked up the two or the three seed, you got a banged up opponent, but you got banged up Jalen also. How much consideration was put into just resting Jalen to try to heal him up for the stretch?
Yeah, we got to go out and play good football and win this game. You know, we're still, you know, we're doing some things that, and we want to keep getting better at the things we do. So we get to, you know, when we get to the playoffs, the next weeks, you know, we're playing our best football by the end of the year. And so we got strides to continue to make. And that's what we're thinking about.
How likely is it Lane Johnson and Jalen Carter could return this week? And how strongly would you consider Fred Johnson at guard when Lane returns because of Fred's solid play and also his experience at guard?
Yeah, you know, we'll see. We feel really good about the guys that, you know, I think Tyler and Landon have been playing really good football. And, you know, we'll see with Jalen and Lane. I know they're doing everything they need to do to get back as fast as they possibly can. And obviously this team needs those great playmakers that we have there. And, you know, we'll see as the week goes on. I'd hate to say, hey, yeah, they're going, or hey, they're not going, and then something changes. So that's kind of, you know, I know you guys kind of get on me about not giving you any information, but there's a strategy behind it. You know, don't want your opponents to know many things. And then also don't want to put, you know, when I don't know the 100% answer, you don't want to put that on anybody there either. So we'll see. We got time and we got time to think about it and time to ponder on it.
Nick Sirianni with us here, as he is every Tuesday at this time. Nick, Jalen's running fantastic in the last game, and obviously more than it had been. When that gets deployed, is that more of you guys saying to him, we need you to do this, or more of Jalen during the week telling you and Kevin, it's time for me to run, let's dial it up?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, I think a lot has been made about this because obviously I've been asked about this a lot. Like, Jalen's willing to do anything he needs to do to win each and every football game. And so, like, we do the, like, we're putting the plan together. We taught, and then we teach it to the players. And, you know, we go through everything with the guys. And I'm, like I said, I mean, Jalen will do anything he needs to do to win every game. And does that mean we had more, you know, quarterback things, quarterback runs the last game or options to run? Yeah, maybe, you know, in that last game, but I feel like that's been kind of blown overboard there, because again, Jalen Hurts is the ultimate competitor. He'll do anything. We saw it this year. Like, he'll hand the ball off 50 times, and or he'll throw it however many times he needs to. He'll run it when he needs to, and so everything we got to do to win each game is on the table, and everybody's always been on board.
The ankle and the knee, you know, he got, you know, kind of rolled up there underneath his own body on that moment. I know for Saturday you're not going to tell us, but
are you talking? Which one are you? Jalen Carr?
Jalen Hurts, I should say. Jalen Hurts.
Yeah. No. Are you talking about the play at the, near the end?
Yes. His second to last play when he you know had the ankle or knee or both. Is he going to practice today?
You guys are speculating there a little bit. He came in and threw a dime the very next play for a touchdown, and then, you know, he came out because of the lead that we had. So, you know, we looked through everything, you know, and we're walking through today just because it's a short week. Looking forward to a really good practice.
So, two sacks for the old man on the other side of the football. Do you like Brandon Graham more as a D tackle or as a D end, Coach?
You know what I would say, John, is like what a example of just selflessness.
I'll say,
man's played. You know, the man's played outside. You know, I know he's rushed inside, and I know he's had reps inside. And
the sack in the Super Bowl on Tom Brady was from
that was inside.
Spot.
I know. I'm very well aware of that. Yeah, and so, but you know, he hasn't, you know, played there and just been, you know, in there. And he does everything he needs to do to help, you know, just like we talked about with Jim, do anything he needs to do to help this team win. And that's just the definition of selflessness. Hey, BG, we need you to go inside. We're a little light there. Go inside and get some reps there. Hey, I mean, Think about that. A man who's been 16 years in the NFL, willing to do anything, even play something where he hasn't played as much, And I stopped myself when I said out of position, because BG can do so many different things.
Yeah.
But it's just a great example of a great teammate and a great selflessness. That you know, I've talked about that with the team. Hey, we have the need here right now, and BG is going to fill that. Like, what an example for everybody. And that's what you're trying to build. You're not only trying to build your offense and defensive schemes throughout the year, your fundamentals, you know, you're also trying to build together as a football team. And that was a great example, for that. And it was just awesome to see him get rewarded with two sacks there. I'm like, Bob Lang comes in and he says, hey, I got a stat. BG is, like, he kind of goes over some stats with me before I talk to the team. He's like, BG is the oldest player to have two sacks in the first half since 2000. And I'm like, oh my gosh, how'd you get that stat? But it's pretty awesome that, you know, BG was able to get that production, and, you know, doing something selflessly for the team.
So, what does it mean to you that most consider your schedule down the stretch to be one of the easier ones in the NFL? Is that cause for concern or cause for confidence?
You know us, guys. We are. I'm not focused on anything else but Washington this next game.
Mm-hmm.
And we think about everything we need to do to win this game and to play our best football this game. And I know the NFL, like you, the NFL. Anybody can beat you at any time. And this is a team that has a lot of good players. I have a lot of respect for their coaches and what they've done. Team that was in the NFC Championship game a year ago, and they have our full attention. And we got to go play our game, and we got to go play good football. And that's what the goal is, and nothing else. You know, and again, all those things are good for fans and media, but we can't focus we can't be like everybody else. We have to focus on one game at a time, one day at a time, one practice at a time, one walkthrough at a time. As boring as that sounds, or as a coach speak, as you guys think that may be, that's reality, and that's how we live.
Is that the code? I mean, you're about to win the division for the third time in 4 years. This is a level of consistency that hasn't been seen since I played in 2003 and 04 when they went back to back. Now you're stringing them together, coach. How'd you crack the code? How hard is it to replicate this type of success?
Well, we haven't won any division yet. We got to go out and play a good game here. But we put a lot of work into sustained success. Like, I think you see that throughout the league. It's hard to sustain success in this league. And that's what we've been focused on, you know, since, you know, after we won the Super Bowl. We've always been focused on that. But, like, after we won the Super Bowl, I mean, that was something that we did deep studies in, is just sustained success, because in professional sports, shoot, any sports, sustained success is hard, especially in the game of football, especially in pro football, just with, you know, you play first place schedules, you play prime time, whatever it may be. Sustained success is hard, and that's just something that you get the right people around in the building. You preach it, you talk about it, you live it, and, you know, you just try to get better every single day.
Nick Sirianni with us here. Nick, I thought you said something really interesting after the game. You were asked about the team's identity, and you can tell me if I'm paraphrasing wrong, but it sounded to me like you were indicating the identity can be the identity even if we've struggled doing it. And it struck me like you were talking about you want the team to run the ball a lot and run the ball well, and that at its core is still what this offense can be. Is that essentially what you were trying to drive at with that comment after the game on Sunday?
Not necessarily. You know, again, like, you can have certain things that you do, and that could be with your play action game, that could be with your run game, that could be with your pass game, that you do that you know you're good at, and there's sometimes, shoot, like, this game ain't easy. You guys know that. This is a hard, hard sport, and sometimes, you know, the plan doesn't go as you thought, but, you know, you find different ways to do it, and you stick within your identity. I think, to answer your question about that, the run game, though, is we always want to be a balanced attack. That's good business, right? Because, you know, when you're a balanced attack, and that's worked for us, right? I think, you know, last year we were the number one running offense, and a couple years ago we were the number one running offense, and that's good business for us because that sets up our play action stuff, that sets up our drop back stuff, that sets up different things that we can do, you know, and so we always want to be balanced. And that's just something that we think a lot about. We got special players that to be able to do that and to be able to throw it and pass it. And so that's just been always been our philosophy of being a balanced attack.
Coach, I woke up this morning and I have shovel back. how do you prevent shovel back in your players? And this is something I've never thought about. Like when it gets cold, you have to coach differently too, don't you? And how does it change things for you coaching it up when it's freezing cold?
Yeah, it's a good question. I don't shovel, so I don't know, and I'm not playing anymore, so I don't have to deal with those things. But fundamentals are always so important to us. You've heard me talk about this for 5 years of how important your tackling is, how important your ball security is, how important your blocking is, how important your catching, all those different things. They get amplified in the weather, and so we feel like that we've put so much time into our fundamentals that the weather is an advantage to a team that thinks it's an advantage. And so we put so much time into those and they just get amplified a little bit more, you know, in that weather. You know, the wind, like as far as my job, and that's for the players being able to execute there. And that's why as much as we possibly can, you know, if the fields are whatever, we try to go outside because we're going to play outside.
Yeah.
And, but then as far as my job goes with the wind and everything like that, there's a ton of things that we think about, sure. You know, particularly for the offense, special teams, but also playing defense with that. And so there's a lot of, you know, just like when someone asks me, you know, why'd you do this in a situation or what was your thought process in a situation? That process was thought about and that decision was thought about for the past 17 weeks, not just in the spur of the moment. Well, it's the same thing with the weather. My decisions of, you know, taking the ball, calling timeouts in certain spots, you know, I won't get all into that. I don't think that's smart for me to go too far into that. But those decisions have been made, you know, through the 17 weeks. Now, that doesn't mean things don't adjust based off the wind and all those different things of how it's blowing that day. But, you know, we spent a lot of time, when I was young in this business, they'd be like, every detail matters. I'm like, yeah, that's just something to say. But no, every detail matters. Like, every single detail matters, especially when you have the parity that you have in the NFL.
Hey, Nick, we are not going to be here Tuesday of next week. So we just want to certainly wish you, your family, and your football team a Merry Christmas, obviously, as we get closer to that. Of course, good luck. Versus Washington, but also Merry Christmas to your whole squad.
I appreciate that. Merry Christmas to you guys. Well, happy holidays, and you guys have a good Christmas.
You too. Thanks, Coach. Nick. All right, there he is, Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni. All right, 215-592-9494. James, he didn't like speculation on Jalen right there. I mean,
no, he was not having it.
He did kind of
shut it down.
He did kind of show a little signs of, you know.
I guess Jalen's okay.
Can I make
nothing to worry about there.
Can I, as Hugh Douglas likes to say, recklessly speculate?
Well, we did see him not feeling great after the play, and you know
he'll be on the injury report.
Of course he will.
He basically said, "Shut it."
Yes,
of course he will.
I loved it. I thought
he basically said, "Shut it."
You should keep your mouth.
He was laughing as he said it.
Well, I mean, the reality
is, guys are speculating.
He either is or isn't going to practice today. That has nothing to do with whether he plays on Sunday or Saturday.
How dare you speculate?
He's either
going to
practice today or not.
How dare me?
All right, 215-592-9494. Always good having Sirianni on. Coming up, your reaction, phone calls and everything. And Eagles, a Super Bowl contender or not? 40% told us yesterday in the poll, no. That stunned me. What do you make of it? Plus more on the Phil's No Right Fielder and all this going on 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.